Greenside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Basically, on a decision. That's why I always say the war is in the mind. You know, the enemy wants to make you feeling like you can't do a certain thing or you can't decide a certain thing. But once you decide, that word is actually decree. God says it shall be established. So we cannot be those that are indecisive. Don't make hasty decisions, but when you decide, you know, contemplate, weigh out, and then decide. Amen. Tell somebody, make up your mind. We don't want to be guilty of cognitive dissonance, because that's how he caused the first man to fall. He split him. He divided him. God hath not surely said. When they were already like God, but they were uncertain. Nothing uncertain about God. When your body language is higher, you are sharper mentally. How many know that? A lot of time when you wake up in the morning, your body language ain't high. Right? But in the course of the day, or depending on what your routines and your habits are, when it's higher, you're sharper mentally, you're sharper emotionally, you're sharper spiritually, and ultimately, you're sharper physically. Isn't it amazing how physically you can be stronger just by certain thoughts? You can find strength where you didn't think you had strength just by certain thoughts you start thinking. Or is your body language lower? You're slumping over. Let me see who's slumping here. You're slumping over. Negative thought flows. You're listening right now, but you're still thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do. Negative thought flows, or negative thoughts flowing through your mind. Because these vibrations, these thoughts and feelings are vibrations. Remember, this is God's bandwidth. I was reading something today and listening to something about how you can change habits. And usually it's stuff that either frightens people or, you know, some kind of threat where people want to change then. But that's not really going to change you. That doesn't do it. That either causes what they call fight or flight syndrome. And statistics say that most people, they don't respond to that anyway. You know why? The physical body is not made. God didn't make us to respond in fear and in dread. We are made to respond to positive stimuli. Amen. This is how the brain is geared. So, you know, stop fussing yourself out. Stop, you know, using that negativity. And start, like the word says, think on these things. That's health to your navel and marrow to your bones. When we think on these things, that again is the place of warfare. And so what I want to say, vibrations, these vibrations, whether they be thoughts, feelings, ideas, whatever, they produce geometry. Everything produces after its kind. Believe it or not, like it or not, everything produces after its kind. Now, you ever been around people? Oh, yeah. I ain't through yet. The devil is alive. Vibrations, let me say it again. Vibrations produce geometry. It may be a simple word and you may be real familiar, but look up the word geometry. Shapes, sizes, depths. You know, Paul mentioned this in Ephesians, that we might know the height, the depth, the breadth, the width. See, there, in the spirit realm, things can be measured. Yeah. And when we create whatever vibration, and everybody stand with me with the word vibration, you still on the same page with me? By producing or creating vibration in a material that you can see, the pattern of the vibration becomes visible in that material. I love doing research on quantum physics, and I don't know a whole lot about it, but what I have learned, a little I have learned, is fascinating to me. How on that level are only possibilities and probabilities. There are no impossibilities. Nothing's impossible on that level. Only probabilities and possibilities. And so when we, again, back to the higher and the lower vibration, body-wise, mind-wise, spirit-wise, if you're on a lower vibration, whatever you're projecting that vibration into is going to manifest in that material. You got up and you just didn't want to go to work. Lord Jesus, I'm didn't have no sick days left, but you had to go in, and then you just, you know, because maybe something going on. I'm just using an example now. Something going on in the job, and you just, and so you there, and you got a bad attitude, and guess what? It ain't gonna get no better. It's about to get worser. Because why? The vibration you are projecting is hitting everything around you and taking up that spiritual space to where it's drawing and producing after its kind. Tell somebody, that's why we can't take no days off. That's why the anointing in you will destroy every yoke and remove every burden. And regulate your mind so that the mind of Christ is governing you and not the mind of the world. Amen. So that you're not walking in defeat. Amen. 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 Because if you stay in that vibration long enough, it touches all the material around you. Before you know it, you done hit your finger with the hammer. You done stubbed your toe. Can't find your paycheck. Go out there and the car got a flat. You ain't had a flat in 10 years. There's a commercial, a guy going to work and he's going through a fast food. You've probably seen it. Going through a fast food place, and it's talking about, you know, exchange your old dry muffin egg muffin for, I don't know if it's McDonald's or whoever. So he's looking at his and he throws it. And the window ain't even open. So you know he's having a bad day. Are you feeling me? See, there's an anointing on you. And it's not just for Sundays and Wednesdays. When you leave here, tell somebody, stir yourself up. See, it's what you are listening to, what you're occupying yourself with, what you're allowing into your space. If it's toxic, it's going to start to seduce. It's going to try to start stealing your joy, your strength. Listen, the joy of the Lord is our strength. When you got the joy of the Lord, how many know you feel strong? You can run through a troop. Physically you feel strong. Mentally you feel strong. Spiritually you feel strong. But when there's no joy, we all been there. Rock bottom. Don't turn the light on. When you change the vibration, right away, you change the pattern. The moment you change the vibration, the moment you say, the devil is a lie, I have joy. I don't care what they said. I don't care what they're trying to do. My joy is not contingent upon whether they do or not. I'm not going to be afraid of any results, anything they try to say, because no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Come on. What are you doing? You're stirring up the pot now. Come on, I said you're stirring yourself up. Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift that's in you. Don't sit there being sad. Sex, stir that gift up. Tell somebody right now, stir that gift up inside of you. Come on, every day is a day the Lord has made. And we can rejoice and be glad in it. You might have to press your way through some stuff, but I guarantee you, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. They that are for you are more than they that are against you. Amen. The devil has been defeated. Jesus is Lord. We are risen. Amen. Far above. Amen. Out of his reach. He's under our feet. So we got to get him out of our mind. Amen. Vibrations produce geometry. You want a triangle? Think triangle. This is quantum. That's how Jesus could say, if you say to this mountain. A lot of people think that's just poetry. He's literally talking mountain. Do you know why? That mountain is made up of the same thing that your words are made up of. The same thing you're made of. It's all made up of the same thing. He said, if you say unto this sycamine tree, tell somebody, I'm sick of that tree. No. Don't get sick over the tree. If you say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up at the root and cast into the sea, it shall obey you. Come on, this is stuff on a whole nother level. This is who God really is. Tell somebody, get God out the box. Now, you may never need to speak to a sycamine tree, but there's something you can speak to. Something you can put a demand on. Something you can send the vibration into that will have to obey you, that will have to get out of your way. Hello? But see, the problem is the vibration is there, but you got to activate it with your voice. It's activated with voice. All the vibration was there. The Holy Spirit was brooding upon the face of the deep, but nothing was happening until God said. And that bandwidth of his glory, that all frequencies expressed through voice. Tell somebody right now, say something.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.